Guess Who by Chris McGeorge, read by Tom Lawrence. The school is quiet by the time I get back. My mum always used to say I was scatterbrained when I forgot stuff, but she never got round to telling me exactly what it meant. Looks like I've been scatterbrained again, though. I knew it the second I looked in my bag halfway home. I'd left it in the maths room. My jotter, with tonight's homework on it. I don't want to let Mr. Jeffries down, so here I am. I slip back across the field and into the main entrance. There's something really creepy about school after dark, when all of us have gone. Usually it's loud and busy, but now the corridors are quiet and my footsteps sound like elephants stomping because they echo up and down, up and down. I don't see anyone but a man dressed in green overalls, using that weird machine to clean the hall floor. He looks like he's the most unhappy man in the world. Dad says if I don't study, this is the kind of thing that'll happen to me. I feel sorry for the man, and then I feel sorry that I feel sorry, because pity isn't nice. I start walking quicker and get to the maths room. The door is half open. Mum always taught me to be polite, so I knock anyway. The door squeaks like a mouse as it opens. I don't see him straight away. The door gets stuck on the papers and exercise books all over the floor. I recognise one and bend down to pick it up. Mine. Mr. Jeffries had collected them in at the end of class.